play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Game three of the Thanksgiving tournament here at Galesburg High School on a Friday after Thanksgiving is underway. Chicago Marshall wins the tip and a turnaround jumper in the lane, but a travel before that. And on Chicago Marshall's first offensive possession of the season, they turn it over, and the Silver Streaks 2-0 coming into this game with the same starting five on the floor to get this one underway. Cornell Dotson, Nick Fields, Khalil Hodge on the outside, Jacob Carl at the free throw line, and Andrew Anderson running baseline for the Silver Streaks. Anderson has it now in the right corner, tries to feed it into Carl, skips it out, ball batted out of bounds by Marshall. Quick hands, they can't catch up to it though, and the Streaks will hang on to it.
Marshall in a 2-3 zone, a little bit of a matchup there. They're going to be active on the outside, trying to pressure the ball, and down on the other end, they have the floor spread and try to get the ball into the high post and then run cutters off that.
Anderson on the left wing gives way to Hodge. Here comes the double team, gets it away into the corner down below us to Anderson. Throws that arm out there, trying to fend off his defender. Streaks keep it on the outside, though. This is Dotson with it on the right side. Double team, skips it over to Fields. Pump fake, gets it out. Hodge, open for three, hits it. Good start for Khalil, good start for the Silver Streaks.
And good ball movement, and again, a good ball. Good job with ball movement from Nick Fields.
Henry Cotton is in his 10th year as head coach of Chicago Marshall. Got to figure they'll be pretty well coached and run a pretty steady offense, but still, nevertheless, their first game of the year. Here's a runner down the left side of the lane, going up with the ball, coming down with it, but they say, the officials say, Eddie Skipper got the pass away, and then Streaks batted out of bounds underneath the basket.
Bailed him out a little bit there. He was out of control there and lost the basketball, but the ball went off one of our players' legs.
On the inbound, this is Skipper with it now. Gets it on the wing to the outside. Deshaun Glover tries to throw it back to his man up top, Daquan Brown. Cornell Dotson intercepts it, then bringing it up the near side. Couldn't stay inbounds, just barely stepped on the sideline. It negates a Streaks breakaway opportunity. And it's 3-0 Silver Streaks. Marshall gets it right back.
Good anticipation by Cornell there. If he could have kept his balance, he would have had a layup or breakaway off the live ball turnover.
On the inbound, this is Deshaun Glover, a 5'9 sophomore, to the right baseline, and another stutter step travel. That's the second time Lamar Eskridge at 6'7 has been called for traveling. Three turnovers already by Chicago Marshall, just a minute 40 into the game.
Shuffled his feet both times. And that's going to get called.
Here's Dotson, open left wing three, trying to shoot over that Marshall zone. Hops over to the weak side to Henry Coleman for the rebound. Silver Streaks up 3-0. Marshall to answer quickly on the right side. Ball comes up short off the front of the rim. Anderson, bumped, coming out with the rebound, takes it all the way. Finger roll off the back rim, won't go. Carl with a rebound, gets stripped on the way up. And a reach-in foul called on Daquan Brown for Marshall. Carl will shoot two.
And Jacob did not give up on the play there, and that's the mark of an outstanding player. Stay with the play, finish the play, and his hustle there got him an offensive rebound, and it'll give him two opportunities at the foul line.
Carl to the free throw line, 90% on the season as he knocks down the first free throw, his first point of the game, 4-0 Galesburg, just under 6 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Second one by Carl, up and rolls through.
He simplified his mechanics, and it's like a car engine. The more movement, the more chance things break down. His mechanics are very simple, and he's been an outstanding shooter from the line.
5-0 Silver Streaks. Here's a runner in the lane, skipping it out to Skipper, to the right side Glover, and they swing it around back up top to Daquan Brown. Marshall starts three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore. Bounce pass down low, under the basket, reverse layup up and in, and this time Lamar Eskridge does not turn it over on a travel. And he lays it in on the right side with a reverse. 5-2, Silver Streaks by three.
They're running a little bit of zone pressure, and they got us to turn it over.
Anderson unwisely tries to dribbled between two defenders. They reach in, take it away, and then an offensive foul at the other end. Khalil Hodge got back defensively. Jaquan Brown on the dribble down the right side of the lane ran him over. That's a second foul on Brown. Four turnovers on Marshall. That'll bring Steven Smith, a 5'9 senior, into the game for Marshall. Smith may be 5'9, but with that tall haircut he's got on the top of his head, he's probably about 6'1. His hair stands up nicely down there.
Yeah, good look there. I like that look.
Here's Dotson with it up top. Hodge, right side over to Fields on the elbow. Dribbles right, skips it back. Hodge open for three again, off the back iron. Long rebound pops out to Coleman for Marshall. Silver Streaks lead by three, under 5 minutes to go first quarter. Marshall trying to get back within one or tie it up. Ball batted away by Hodge, finds its way to Skipper. Works his way left side into the midcourt circle, dribbles toward the top of the arc, trying to shake Hodge, slips, falls down, gets the pass away to Coleman, driving in left baseline, comes up short on the shot. Jacob Carl rips the rebound away. Up court, throws it away. Ball batted out of bounds. Marshall couldn't hang on to it, and the Streaks do hang on to it.
In that situation there, the outlet pass up the middle of the floor is a little bit more dangerous than it is literally throwing the outlet out to the sideline. And almost got it stolen.
Streaks do hang on to it, though. Fields on the inbound of the scoring table. Now down low to Anderson. Got around his man. Tried to feed it along the sideline, or the baseline, rather. And Marshall bats it out of bounds. Quick hands by the Commandos. Keeping things packed in tight on the interior, on the bottom of that 2-3 zone. Fields inbounds to the outside to Cornell Dotson. Silver Streaks saw a matchup zone against Peoria Notre Dame in the opener Monday night. Much more up-tempo game Wednesday in the win over Rantoul. To the right side, Hodge dribbles into a double team, has the ball taken away. Second time the Silver Streaks have tried that unsuccessfully.
His pocket was picked cleanly there.
Halfway through quarter number one, Marshall down three with the ball. Lewis Bradley, a 5'11 senior, into the game, playing the point right now for the Commandos, who spread out the half-court offense.
High ball screen.
To the left side, into the corner. Glover for three. Hits the side of the backboard, and the long rebound bounces out to Cornell Dotson. Silver Streaks trying to add to a three-point lead. Cornell loses his man to the outside. Carl pump fakes from the baseline, gets his man up in the air, and Glover fouls him. That's the first of the game on Deshaun Glover. Third on Marshall, 3:48 to go first quarter.
Good penetration there by Dotson, and in that situation, you want to look for the play behind you, which is going to be an inside out, and found Jacob, and Jacob was fouled as he looked to get to the basket.
Nick Fields inbounds, up top quickly to Dotson, right back left side over to Khalil Hodge on the wing, pump fake, skips it back out to Dotson, right inside the volleyball line, left wing to Hodge for three again off the back iron, long rebound out to Nick Fields, took it away from Anderson, now
skip pass
side over to Hodge, drives to the baseline, and a hand check foul called on Lewis Bradley, his first, probably more of a style of play that Marshall's not used to getting called for, maybe a foul like that, I'm guessing, up in the Chicago Public League, but it's
and
called down
level,
here.
Yeah, at this level here, you give up baseline and you bump, you're going to get a foul called on you.
Bounce pass into the lane, quick turnaround by Anderson, but he comes up short, short-armed it off the front of the rim, Henry Coleman with a rebound. Good look by the Silver Streaks.
Yep, good entry pass into him and a good jump hook, just didn't go.
Couldn't finish it off. Deflected pass in the lane, Marshall comes up with it. Coleman drives along the baseline, steps out of bounds. That's five Marshall turnovers in less than 5 minutes of play here in this game. 5-2 is the Galesburg lead. Quinn Anderson in for the Silver Streaks, replacing Fields.
And Brather, they've been almost all unforced turnovers. A couple travels, stepping on the baseline. Self-inflicted.
But the Silver Streaks haven't been able to take advantage of it. Still lead by only three, with two baskets in the game. Here's Andrew Anderson, left side, off the front of the rim. And the rebound comes up hard off the rim, off Jacob Carl out of bounds, back to Marshall.
So that's our fifth three, and we hit our first one, and we've missed our last four.
Yep. One, two, three, four, five, six. I've got us 1 for 7 from the field. Do have two free throws from Jacob Carl for the other 2 points. Drive baseline, dumping it off to Coleman down the lane, through his hands, turnover to the Silver Streaks. Cornell Dotson to Jacob Carl, who wasn't anticipating the pass. He was trying to get down the lane coming in to get position for a potential rebound, and the pass came to him and ended up traveling with.
And that's one of those where, yes, Jacob gets the turnover, but the pass was a tough pass to handle for a big guy on the move and traffic.
2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Left side jumper by Coleman off the back rim from 18 feet out. Ball gets kicked out of bounds by Marshall, and the Silver Streaks will get it back. That was just two Marshall players negating each other, going for the rebound. And the Streaks still lead by three. Under 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Eric Price into the game for Galesburg. Hodge gets a breather.
Good substitution by Coach Reynolds here. Let's see if he can get us some instant offense.
Run to a 2-1-2 zone now here for Marshall, it looks like, with Eskridge playing up a little bit in the lane. There's a three-pointer by Price in and out. Offensive rebound by Carl won't go, and now Price, I think, gets called over the back for the rebound. That'll be his first.
And that's going to be on him. But, again, good-looking shot. It was in and out. And that's what he's going to come in for, to try to provide us some a little bit of energy on the offensive end.
Six Marshall turnovers in the first quarter, but Galesburg only 1-for-9 from the field. And a travel on the outside. Another unforced turnover as Deshaun Glover indecisively picked up his dribble, acted like he wanted to pass the ball away, ended up doing neither, and traveled with it. So now seven Marshall turnovers and another chance for the Streaks to build the lead.
And to answer one of my keys, has there been a little bit of a hangover? I would say yes.
Quinn Anderson to the right wing, picks up his dribble as the trap comes, gets it to the outside, Anderson. Now Anderson. That's Quinn. Back to Andrew. Andrew on the outside of the free throw line, dumps it into the corner to Price. Bad pass, intercepted in the lane. Threw it right to a Marshall player, Stephen Smith, who intercepted it. And now Glover has it at the volleyball line right side. Launches a long three way off the mark, and it's out of bounds back to Galesburg.
Yeah, a little bit choppy right now. Both teams have struggled on the offensive end.
Nothing pretty about this game so far.
See if they can get the kinks out here and get to work.
1-for-9 are the Silver Streaks on the field with five turnovers of their own. Here's Price in the lane. Spin move up with the left hand. Air balls it. Andrew Anderson. Johnny on the spot for the rebound. Skips it out. Quinn Anderson to the free throw line. Dishes it over to Cornell. Open for three. Off the rim. Price gets up for the rebound and fouled on the putback.
And again, Eric comes in, and obviously he provides instant offense, but he also provides energy. He gets the glass there. He kept the play going. And hopefully he can get us off this five spot that we've been sitting on here for about 4.5 minutes.
Boy, no kidding. So Price, the left-hander, first free throw is good. And his first point of the game off the bench, 6-2 Galesburg. 1 3-point basket, and now 3 free throws. And thank goodness for the free throws, right?
Absolutely. And that three-pointer was early in the ball game.
Yeah, right out of the gate, coming off a Marshall turnover. 6-2 Silver Streaks, a minute 12 to go. Second free throw by Price is in and out. Good job by Marshall's Stephen Smith chasing down the rebound. Slipped and fell, but he was able to keep the dribble and got back up with it. Now a block on the other end by Carl. Marshall gets it right back, and then a travel with it as Lamar Eskridge had the ball knocked right to him on the deflected shot. He went up with it and came back down underneath the basket. That's a third time alone for him for turnovers.
Forgot to dribble there. Forgot to put the ball on the floor.
8 turnovers on Marshall. Here's Price inside the arc. Dribbles back out to the near corner. Andrew Anderson on the left side. Throws it back behind
Looking
Price
for the penetration and pitch and pop, but threw the ball offline. The pass was offline and a turnover, and we're at 6 for the quarter.
With 40 seconds to go, and now another bad pass by Marshall. Anderson steals it and dunks it.
And maybe that one ignites us a little bit there on that dunk, on that live ball turnover, steal, and almost an 84-foot on the other end with a dunk.
8-2 Silver Streaks, first basket for Andrew Anderson. Did Mike Reynolds' heart skip a beat over there when he saw Andrew go up for the dunk? You're already 1-for-11 from the field. Here's Price with a behind-the-back dribble. Open to Quinn Anderson right side off the back iron. Battle for the rebound. Batted around. Price with a putback, and it's off the rim. And he gets fouled on the putback. And, boy, I'm liking Eric Price right now for an early candidate for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
And as I talked, when Coach Reynolds put him in, again, when things are a little lethargic, this kid brings energy. He brings activity at both ends of the floor, and certainly that's been the case here as he's entered the ballgame.
He's got 2 offensive rebounds, but he's just 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Also had a nifty behind-the-back dribble up the midcourt.
Absolutely. Didn't miss a beat there. Made a good pass to the wing in the fast break. We just didn't convert the three.
That coming off a miss on the other end by Marshall. We talk about the number of turnovers they've had in this first quarter, but they've had only one shot for the game as well. 6 seconds to go, 8-2 Silver Streaks. Price misses the second free throw. Rebound, Jacob Carl. That won't go on the putback. Coleman with a rebound for Marshall. A three-quarter court heave draws nothing, and that's the end of the first quarter with the Silver Streaks up on Chicago Marshall, 8-2. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
When was the last time you had your furnace checked over by a professional? Schedule a fall furnace checkup for $55, including carbon monoxide testing. Good for LP gas and natural gas-fired furnaces. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhall, and now in Galesburg. Call 342-5820. Some exclusions apply.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone, 8-2. Silver Streaks lead Chicago Marshall. See if the Silver Streaks can get the lid off the basket here in the second quarter and start moving that shooting percentage up and build the lead here. Galesburg's up 6, but after making only 2 baskets in the first quarter and 1 free throw. Quinn Anderson down to Andrew. Pump fakes. Turn around with the left hand. Rolls off. Rebound out of bounds. Nope. Saved by Chicago Marshall into the hands of Juwan Colbert.
And good ball movement by us. We just can't get the ball in the basket.
Not a bad shot either. High percentage in close to the basket, but Andrew just short-armed it or something. 8-2 Silver Streaks. We're just underway in the second quarter. On the right side, Stephen Smith drives, reverses directions back behind him. Open three. That won't go. Eric Price with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. He's got 3 boards off the bench for Galesburg. Here's Andrew Anderson in the lane. Reverses directions on the pass. Up to Price. Short arms the 3-point shot. Gets his own rebound. Batted out of bounds on the putback by Coleman, and the Streaks will hang on to it.
And Eric, again, is making a lot happening. He's just symbolizes what's happening to us on the offensive end. Can't get the ball to get in the basket.
So after 2 for 14 in the first quarter, Silver Streaks already 0 for 3 in the second quarter. But again, still lead by 6. That's the good news. 8-2 with a minute gone here in the second quarter. Cornell Dotson, right side Jacob Carl. Free throw line extended. Back to Price. Passes up the 3 this time. Up top to Quinn Anderson. Open and hits.
Good ball movement. The extra pass. And we got it to go.
First basket of the game for Quinn Anderson. 11-2 Silver Streaks. They lead by 9. Again, Marshall only 1 of 9 shooting in the first quarter. To go along with those 9 turnovers. And what was that, illegal screen?
Yes.
Set away from the ball. They're going to call that one on Lewis Bradley for Marshall. That's his. Oh, I take it back. They called it on Kewan Greer. So that's his first. And the 5th Marshall team foul and the 10th Commandos turnover. Silver Streaks up 9. Khalil Hodge dribbles into a double team and falls out of bounds. Got knocked down as the Commandos were all over him. Juwan Colbert and Lewis Bradley surrounded him. And Khalil went down. Elbow went out of bounds with the ball. And the Streaks turned it over for the 7th time.
Key there to have that court awareness and vision awareness to where when you see you're going to get doubled, you got to dump it off.
Jumper for 3 at the other end. Way short. Anderson for the Silver Streaks. That's Ander underneath for the rebound. Back quickly come the Silver Streaks. Hodge open left corner. That one's off the mark badly. Cornell Dotson gets in underneath, gets a hand on the ball, but it goes out of bounds after he touched it, and Marshall will get it back. An epidemic of poor shooting between these two teams here in this first half.
And right now the game is at a choppy level in that it's a half-court game by both teams. Nobody can get anything going on runouts. And we got another foul on an illegal screen.
And this time they do call Lewis Bradley. So I tried to give it to him last time down the court. And this time the officials do whistle him for the illegal screen. That's the 11th Marshall turnover. The 3rd one of those on illegal screens in the offensive half court. And now Justin Antoff checks in for the Silver Streaks with Hodge getting a break.
And Justin's a good shooter, a good perimeter shooter. Let's see. And again, with this step we talk about, it's a next man up here, and he will be the one. And there he's going to launch one right off the bat.
And hits. Well, let's see if that ignites the Silver Streaks. They've got 2 3-pointers here in the second quarter to go up by 12, 14-2.
And again, having Justin in golf, he is not scared of the moment, and I know he's an outstanding shooter.
A three to answer at the other end is too long. Quinn Anderson with the rebound, and then Marshall reaches in, steals the ball away on the pass to Anderson, and saving it from falling out of bounds, Deshaun Glover throws it off Anderson, and Marshall will hang on to it. So they got Silver Streaks, got what they wanted there, but a bad pass by Anderson was intercepted. And now Marshall with the ball back. On the inbounds to the left free throw line extended, Coleman now steps to the right, steps back and
hits. Good looking left-handed jump shot there. Everything was under control and balance. Knocked it down with confidence.
14-4, Galesburg by 10. Quinn Anderson in the backcourt into the front court. Andrew Anderson dribbles underneath the trap, fires it right side over to Anderson, fakes a three, steps to the right corner, kicks it out, Dotson, flashing to the outside. Good ball movement, end off again for three. Great ball movement by the Silver Streaks to find a wide-open Enhoff on the left wing, and it's 17-4.
And just as we talked, a deep bench with people that when their number's called, step in and get it done, and Justin has been an example of that right here.
Spin move in the lane, down the right side, taking it right at Enhoff defensively was Juwan Colbert, and he draws the foul on the floor. He's going to get two free throws coming. Well, how about Justin for an early candidate now for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game? Those are two big threes off the bench.
Absolutely, and his mechanics are great. He was right now looking at it. Everything was in rhythm. And again, having him as a player that played for my golf team, he's quality in all ways.
To the free throw line, first one up and in by Juwan Colbert. You know, with the success of Stephen Colbert on Comedy Central and now on the CBS Late Show, I can't look at a name that's spelled the same as his and think it's anything was anything other than Colbert. But of course, Colbert is the traditional pronunciation, and that was the pronunciation of his name.
A little French emphasis there.
Right. Here's Carl, trapped at midcourt, tries to dribble out of it, and the ball gets kicked out right at the end, and Mike Reynolds calls timeout just as the Silver Streaks were going to come away with possession. So a timeout Streaks, 4:30 to go first half, 17-5 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of heat seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breed Loves in downtown Kewaunee uses heat seal and can do all the cool new stuff too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen printed shirts, but they're intricate and you don't need 20 of them. You want like two.
Hello, Breed Loves. They do great custom made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedLoveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project,
it's gotta be Breed Loves.
In downtown Kewaunee.
You cannot have morals or principles only when it's convenient.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
4:30 to go here in the first half. Silver Streaks now lead Chicago Marshall 17-5. Again, first of two games for Galesburg here today. Streaks will battle Rockford Lutheran later on tonight. The Crusaders will play next year against Sacred Heart Griffin. Those are the two teams the Silver Streaks will play in this tournament that they have not had a chance to do so yet. 7:15 is the scheduled tip-off time tonight, which would put our pregame at 6:55. How about Enthoff from the right corner for three? Just
there used to be a guy that's played
player
for
the game now. My gosh.
Used to be a guy that played for the Detroit Pistons named Vinny Johnson. They called him the microwave. And right now, Justin is hotter than a firecracker.
Here's a turnaround left-hand baby hook by Coleman. He knocked one of those down earlier here in this quarter. Gets another one to roll there. 13-point Galesburg lead. Enthoff 3-for-3 from three-point range here in this quarter. Here's Andrew Anderson driving. Tries to feed it back to him. Enthoff gives it up. Left side, Hodge for three. That one's off the front rim. Rebound chased down by Kewan Greer for Chicago Marshall. A runner at the other end. Smith got contact as he floated in with a right hand. No foul call, but he gets the shot to drop through. 20-9. Galesburg's lead is 11. 3:40 to go.
They've scored on their last three possessions, and then they get the opportunity to get into a press.
Enthoff can't hit for the first time, and right on the spot, Jacob Carl with the offensive rebound put back. And Enthoff didn't miss by much, and Carl cleaned it up.
And the miss was, like you said, wasn't much. Comes off short on the other side, and Jacob is in great position to get the rebound and get the putback.
Quick flip up to the basket, missed by Coleman for Marshall. Here come the Streaks. Enthoff open again, off the back rim. Rebound Hodge, pump fakes, up and in. So when Enthoff misses, the Silver Streaks get the offensive rebound put back twice. So every time Enthoff puts the ball toward the basket, the Streaks end up scoring. even if he doesn't knock down the shot. And now Marshall calls a timeout, down 15.
And in that situation there, Justin has such good mechanics and good backspin on the ball that when the ball hits the rim, it's going to bounce around soft and the rebound's going to come off softly. And if you get in position, usually on the opposite side of the wing, the weak side, you're going to be in position to get a stick back. Our guys were there.
Silver Streaks winning the offensive rebounding battle here, let alone the overall rebounding battle. I've got him with 8-9 rebounds in this quarter alone to go along with 12 in the first quarter. Of course, there are a lot of rebounds to be had. I got Marshall with only 3 rebounds this quarter.
Yes, that's what I have him too. And again, we're getting the stick backs here. And again, we talk so much that rebounding is the statistic that doesn't mislead, and especially on the offensive end, because your offensive rebounds are usually going to lead to baskets. And they're backbreakers to your opponent.
Galesburg has won the rebounding battle in the first two games, helping them to get off to this 2-0 start. Here's a drive by Marshall at the other end. Loose ball created by the Silver Streaks. Found its way to Marshall's Kiwan Greer, who put it up toward the basket and then knocked out of bounds on the dead ball rebound. The Commandos keep it. Just under 3 minutes to go. First half, 24-9 is the Galesburg lead. Streaks scored the first 5 points of the game and then scored 9 in a row after that to build a 12-point lead. There's a curl in the lane up with the right hand. Shot won't go down by Coleman. And coming out with a rebound is Jalen McCants, who then gets fouled from the backside by Coleman after the miss. That's his first. And the 9th Marshall team foul will walk it to the other end with McCants at the line, shooting his first free throw attempt of the season, a 1-1.
And you know, we talked about the rebounding, where obviously it's devastating on the offensive end, but when you clean the glass on the defensive end, you're limiting them to one shot.
Jalen McCants, the sophomore, to the line, off the back rim. Rebound deflected. Anderson back to McCants. Triple team, gets it away to Anderson. Andrew fakes a three, drives under the basket. Entoff, turn around from the baseline, air ball. Under the basket, Greer for the rebound. Back comes Marshall, falling down, turning it over into the hands of McCants. Outlet pass to Hodge. On the way to the basket, good defense by Marshall, getting back in a double team, forcing the miss. Coleman with a rebound, then fires it into the front court for the Commandos. Still a 15-point Galesburg lead. Streaks missed a couple of opportunities there. Left side jumper just outside the free throw line, rattles through for Coleman.
Used the screen nicely, got the mid-range jump shot to fall.
Go down to a 13-point Galesburg lead, and Marshall extends the defense to the half-court trap. Dotson to Hodge, kicked out of bounds by Coleman. Streaks will hang on to it with the ball inbound down below us.
We're still a little bit unsure in terms of our ball handling and our passing against zone trap pressure, and that's something we're going to have to clean up, and I think we will as we get more experience with it.
Hodge steps into a three and nails it from the left wing. He's got 5 in the quarter, 8 for the game. Silver Streaks up 16 with under 2 minutes to go first half.
And our 5th three-pointer of the period.
3 of them by Entoff, now 1 for Hodge to go along with 1 for Quinn Anderson. And the Streaks foul the ball defensively on the man-to-man dribble just upside the top of the circle. That'll be against Nick Fields, back into the game, his first. And Mike Reynolds had Entoff sit down, got Fields back in to handle that pressure defense that Marshall had thrown on.
You know, the other thing there, Justin had not seen that length of time in a ball game burn a lot of adrenaline, maybe needs a little bit of breather.
Yeah, his last shot he took was rushed and was not in rhythm. Minute 35 to go first half, Streaks up 16.
And Nick is a settling influence on the offensive end as you go toward the end of a period.
On the right side, a fake three, crossover dribble down to the right baseline. Marshall tried to pass it back into the lane. It was stolen away by the Silver Streaks. And now Marshall gets it back on the strip at midcourt. And then a missed layup and the putback by Coleman. Just hit the front of the rim going up with a left-handed layup, but the ball settled there, came right back to him, and he got the putback. Now Anderson at the other end. Andrew flies in from the right side and lays it up and in.
And that's pure athleticism as he's able to answer coast-to-coast there.
29-13, Galesburg by 16 with a minute to go first half. Deshaun Glover across midcourt. And a foul away from the ball. Another illegal screen set by Marshall. And did they get Bradley again?
Yeah.
They did. That's
good
the
call.
Second time
they
called
there.
Him
he
for
moved
it.
Right at the end there and going to get that called on him.
13 Marshall turnovers, 4 of them on illegal screens, 2 of them called against Bradley. 57 seconds to go, first half. Galesburg up 29-13. McCants sits down. Entoff back in for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg going really small here now. Entoff, Fields, Dotson, he's going to fire the three from the left wing and missed it. Fields crashes in for the rebound, gets it, skips it back out to Hodge for three off the rim. And Marshall fouled on the rebound. Smith came down with it, got a hand in his face. And that's the fifth team foul on Galesburg, rather fourth team foul on Galesburg, the second on Endhoff.
Brad, not a lot of rhythm there in terms of our offense. One pass and a launch of the three, and that doesn't get that rhythm that you need if you're going to shoot the three ball.
Well, with under a minute to go, I would have liked to seen the streaks run a little more time there, too. But up 16.
Got away
more learning
there,
curves.
I think.
There's a missed shot at the other end by Marshall, coming down with a Greer after his own miss. Falls down to the floor, gets his own rebound, then just throws it behind him. Hodge chases it down, steps past his man, forces a shot up on the reach end, and gets the foul for two free throws.
Nice move there by Khalil as he used his body very, very nicely. And it was in that Euro step where you take basically a step and a half, you twist your body a little bit, and he used it, his body very well there to get that shot off.
First foul of the game on Eddie Skipper. Hodge makes the first free throw. He's got nine for the half. Galesburg, biggest lead now at 17. I remember they were up 17 against Rantoul before the Eagles came all the way back to get within one at the toward the end of the third quarter. Silver Streaks won that one Wednesday night by 15. Hodge makes both, and it's an 18-point lead now and a palindrome score, 31-13.
And Kobe Ramirez enters the ball game as a defensive replacement here as we go to the final 20 seconds of the half.
Hodge in double figures with 10 in the first half, gets the breather here at the end of the first half. To the right side on the dribble, Glover. To the right corner, entry pass denied. Anderson takes it away. Andrew all the way, forces up the shot. He got fouled from the backside on the way to the basket. Couldn't finish it off, but draws the foul. And he'll get two free throws here. They're going
to
call that one on Stephen Smith.
Got
to the
rim.
Joe Thompson had his choice of a couple of guys there. Smith got the foul.
Yep. Anderson got to the rim nicely again there. It was going to be difficult to make the shot, but he at least got the foul. He'll shoot two.
And misses the free throw. Andrew 6 of 11 at the line on the season after that miss. He's got four and a half. Silver Streaks lead by 18. 3.5 seconds to go before the break. Second one by Andrew up and in. Good to see after the first miss to recover and come back, settle in, knock down the second one. Here's a heave at the buzzer off the back rim by Glover. And the Silver Streaks lead by 19 over Chicago Marshall here at the half. Take a break, come back, look at the first half statistics, the team numbers, the individual scoring. We'll talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff as well. 32-13 Galesburg over Chicago Marshall. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
When was the last time you had your furnace checked over by a professional? Schedule a fall furnace checkup for $55, including carbon monoxide testing. Good for LP gas and natural gas-fired furnaces, McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhall, and now in Galesburg. Call 342-5820. Some exclusions apply.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
Grow your incentives, not weeds. Earn an additional $6 per acre in cash back when you apply Extendamax herbicide with Vapor Grip technology on your Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans, along with endorsed herbicides from Roundup Ready Plus Crop Management Solutions. Visit GrowYourIncentives.com to see your total incentives opportunity. Extendamax is a restricted-use pesticide. Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM where applicable. Grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific requirements in your state.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer for Galesburg High School boys basketball. And I don't know, Steve, that it's been a good first half, but certainly the result on the scoreboard is very good for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg scored the first 5 points of the game. They've led the entire way, and it's a 19-point halftime lead. No one's going to probably pick anything out. Well, Andrew Anderson will probably want that dunk for his highlight reel, and Antoff with some threes would like that for his personal highlight reel. But other than that, really hadn't been a pretty game, but yet the Silver Streaks are up 19. I guess that's the most important thing.
You know, and I think one of the things that says that it's not a pretty game is there for a great amount of the first period, the ball didn't go in the basket. For neither team, and yep, especially for us. But once Justin came off the bench, and that was an outstanding substitution when we needed something to get us going. First, it was Eric who provided some energy and some movement and some motion. He just couldn't get the ball to go in. So Coach went down the bench, and again, we talked about our depth, brought Justin in, he hits his first three. That opens the lid. We get some more from there and end up scoring 24 points in the second period.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the first half statistics. Starting over the team numbers, our statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Steve Cheeseman, start off with the team numbers.
Yeah, field goal-wise, we were 4 out of 13 from the two-point, within the two-point range. We were 6 out of 18 from 3, and a lot of that there in the second period, where we hit 5 of those for a game total through the half of 10 out of 31.
Ugh.
We limited them to 6 out of 14 from the field in terms of two-point shots, 0 out of 8 from the three-point line, and they made only 6 of 22 for the half, and that's good to limit to them to under double digits and certainly to 22 shots. On the rebound end, again, we hold a big advantage again, 24 to 14, 12 rebounds in each quarter, with a number of those being offensive rebounds to break their back and get second chance points. Turnover-wise, they had 16, a high number, and a number of those unforced, and I would attribute those to, again, getting used to the officiating and also in a first-game situation, and we had 9.
Free-throw shooting, Marshall just 1 of 2 in the first half. Silver Streaks were 6 of 11. And that's a look at the team numbers. We'll take a break here on the halftime show. When we come back, we'll look at the individual scoring numbers, check any scores that we might have to give you, including from this Thanksgiving tournament, and we'll talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff as well. 32-13 is the Galesburg lead here at the half. Galesburg over Chicago Marshall. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Did you know Dave's Auto Body sells tires? And when you buy 4 tires, we'll give you 4-wheel alignment free for life. Come in and ask for a quote today.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
You've always known Kehoe Eye Care to give the best eye exam around. That they are the experts when it comes to getting high quality, stylish glasses or difficult to fit contact lenses. But did you know they also do a whole lot more? Their doctors are expertly trained to diagnose and treat eye injuries, infections, and they provide state-of-the-art care for patients with diabetes, glaucoma, cataracts, and macular degeneration. They even have a doctor on call weekends and evenings for emergency eye problems. So if an issue comes up that has anything to do with your eyes, call their professionals at Kehoe Eye Care.
We care for people, not just eyes.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by the historic Walnut Grove Farm in Knoxville, celebrating Christmas at the farm today through Sunday. Enjoy superb handcrafted gifts and wreaths, carriage rides, St. Nick, and more. Visit walnutgrovefarm.com for details. Sunny this afternoon, believe it or not, a high close to 70. Some sprinkles this evening, clearing overnight, low 38. Sunny and only 51 tomorrow. Sunny and a high of 53 Sunday. Right now it's 69 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg leading Chicago Marshall 32-13. Let's take a look at the individual statistical numbers. Starting off with the Commandos, the visiting Commandos. Henry Coleman leads the way with 6 points and 6 rebounds. In fact, he leads all individuals with 6 rebounds. And then, obviously, with only 13 points in the first half, a bit of a scoring drop-off. Juwan Colbert off the bench with three. Steven Smith, Lamar Eskridge each have two. Nobody else has scored for Marshall, which, again, shot 6 of 22 in the first half and turned the ball over 14 times. For the Silver Streaks, Khalil Hodge already in double figures with 10, 7 of those in the second quarter. Justin Etoff off the bench with 9. Knocked down his first 3 three-point shots off the bench in the second quarter to lift the Silver Streaks. And then a bit of a scoring drop-off for the Silver Streaks as well. Andrew Anderson with 5, including a dunk. Jacob Carl with 4. Carl and Anderson are the leading rebounders for the Silver Streaks with 5 each. Quinn Anderson at 3 points. Eric Price off the bench with 1. And nobody else has scored for the Silver Streaks, who lead it 32-13. A look at our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. First half, or earlier today in this first half of the tournament action in the Thanksgiving tournament. Moline was a winner over Peoria Notre Dame. And Rantoul got a buzzer beater to knock off Chicago Wells. In fact, Wells had a 17-point lead early in that third quarter. And then Rantoul came all the way back, got the buzzer beater to win it 56-55. The Moline game was 49-34 over Peoria Notre Dame. The Maroons trailed by 10 in the first quarter of that game. Against the Silver Streaks, we'll do battle later again today. They'll take on Rockford Lutheran in the final game of the action here in this Saturday portion of the tournament. We'll have that one tonight at 7:15 for the scheduled tip-off, which would put our pregame at 6:55 tonight. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Steve Cheeseman is down along the sidelines. Let's get his attention, find out what the coaching staff had to say with assistant coach Ryan Hart, with the Streaks up by 19.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium at halftime, joined by Coach Ryan Hart. A little sluggish start. We talked about the depth that we have. Bring in Justin Inhofe, and he shoots them like you do.
Well, the way I used to, maybe. We realize that we're going to get some open shots here if we skip the ball a couple, two, three times, reverse it, and he's wide open and knocked it down. He's a really good shooter, and we like having him out there against his own defense.
What do we got to do here in the second half?
We got to make sure that we handle the ball and handle the pressure, move the ball around, get open looks, and play from there.
Thanks, Coach. Talk to you later.
As always, our thanks to Ryan Hart, assistant coach for the Silver Streaks, joining us as the team comes out of the locker room. Galesburg will send the starting five back out onto the floor to begin the third quarter here. Carl, Fields, Hodge, Dotson, and Anderson for Marshall. Coleman and Eskridge will start the second half as they started the game. Steven Smith will start the second half. It'll also be Glover and Jaquan Brown who started the first half. Marshall has the ball to begin the third quarter. In the backcourt, it's Glover and Brown. Brown will walk it across midcourt. As the Silver Streaks begin the second half up 19 over the Commandos of Marshall High School out of the Public League. The ball off the back rim by Lamar Eskridge. Battle for the rebound. Last touch by Marshall out of bounds. And the Silver Streaks see what they can do in their first offensive possession. Marshall puts on a little full court pressure up the far sideline. Batted out of bounds by Daquan Brown. Silver Streaks will hang on to it. We had a miss by Marshall and a defensive rebound by the Silver Streaks, Steve. Begin the second half here. Fields across the midcourt. Left side, Dotson. Open for three. Passed it up. Now dribbles his way into the left corner. Here comes the trap. Had his pocket picked. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Marshall. Always got to be ready against these guys. Even down 19, they attack the ball. Quick hands. You can't rest defensively against them, even with a big lead.
When you try to play an 84-foot game and you're going to do a lot of trapping, you can get on big runs. So, yes, we can't let our guard down.
On the inbounds, from the corner to Hodge outside, drains a three. Shot it in rhythm. Khalil had a nice open look at it. He stared at it for a long time before the pass even came to him. Streaks up 22. Hodge leads the Streaks in scoring with 13. Here's an out-of-control shot too hard off the glass. Andrew Anderson with a rebound. Tries to feed it over to Dotson. Cornell battling for it. Now comes up with it into the left side. Andrew drives. Kicks
good
it out.
Fine
Hodge
there.
Again off the back rim. Rebound Nick Fields. Has the ball knocked loose. Scramble on the floor. Everybody down there going after it. Tie up. And the Streaks hang on to it.
Good and again, a good penetration along the baseline by Andrew, and he saw that he didn't have the slide shot. Found that diagonal skip pass, and Khalil got a good look just to knock it down.
On the inbound, Andrew in the same spot. Now reverses it back through the hands of Jacob Carl over to Nick Fields on the deflection.
Nick is going to be an enormously settling influence with a young ball club like that, like this, that sometimes needs to take the foot off the accelerator.
Has a shot, bounce pass through the lane, just like that. He turns it over, intercepted in the lane by Marshall. Here come the Commandos, down 22. Hesitation drive, skipped into the right corner to Coleman from the baseline, missed it. Andrew with a rebound, gets knocked down on the rebound. No travel called, no turnover, or rather, no foul called as Steven Smith stole it away. And it's now 35-15. Galesburg back the other direction. Anderson drives, has the shot blocked. Eskridge got the block and the loose ball rebound. Back comes Marshall. They picked up the tempo of this game, but they can't do anything with it as Smith, out of control up the far sideline, steps out of bounds.
And again, a little bit a similar start that we had in the first half, where it's a little bit unclean, a little bit ragged in terms of the play by both clubs.
Well, and I think Marshall would benefit by this ragged play, especially if they can get the Silver Streaks to take quick out-of-rhythm shots. Here's Anderson with a jumper in the lane. I'm not so sure Eskridge didn't get a hand on that one as the ball was off the mark to the right. Marshall with a rebound, driving other end, out of control, runner to the basket again by Brown, and another strip on the rebound, stolen away by Glover, who puts it up and in. Streaks have to control the rebounds much better than they've done here early third quarter.
And that's been a sign, one of our bright spots so far in these first two and a half ball games. We've controlled the glass.
Anderson leans in at the free throw line, off the back rim. Eskridge with another rebound for Marshall.
Not a good shot there. Not something we want in that. We need to get a good one here to get things straightened out.
Drive by Coleman. Leaves it off to Eskridge coming in from the left side. Banks it up and in. Marshall comes out hot in the first 2 minutes 44 seconds of the third quarter. They've got the lead down to 35-19, and Galesburg calls a full timeout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
It's easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes, and then you scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief. Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, early third quarter. Galesburg with a 16-point lead, but Marshall has gone on a little bit of a run. Cornell Dotson, after the inbound, misses a three-pointer. There's Jacob Carl with the offensive rebound. Put back and one after the foul. And a chance for the Silver Streaks to get this lead back up close to 20.
Big offensive rebound there by Jacob. We needed that. Again, first pass, shoot, not working very well for us right now.
Missed the rebound off the back rim. Cornell Dotson bats the rebound out of bounds, so it'll go back to Marshall. Lamar Eskridge, meanwhile, picked up his third foul of the game on that offensive rebound. Silver Streaks up 37-19, just over 5 minutes to go third quarter. And the Silver Streaks will put on a little token full court pressure here against the Commandos coming out of that full timeout. Goes underneath the Galesburg basket on the bounce pass inbound to Glover, who will walk it across midcourt, and the Streaks back up into the half court to wait there. Glover leans in on Fields, forces up a shot inside the free throw line, missed it. There's Carl with his seventh rebound. Fields into the front court, finds an opening, sidesteps left, and draws contact on the foul as Smith tried to go for the charge. That'll be the third foul of the game. In fact, all in this third quarter on Steven Smith. And Fields will go to the line. And this will be Nick's first chance to score this season. He's taken only one shot in the first two and a half games.
And as I said, Nick is going to be, his statistics in terms of scoring are not going to be a large amount. But his steadiness, his ability to run the offense, is going to be invaluable. That intangible is going to be really good.
Missed them both. Henry Coleman with a rebound, and then the Streaks scrambling, trying to go for the ball. And they got to call a foul on Eskridge. I think they did. After Galesburg got the turnover forced, Eskridge reached in, and
Andrew deflected the pass there and then was able to draw the foul out of it. And a nice play by Andrew Anderson, again, using his length and his athleticism.
Take it back. They actually called it on Henry Coleman. So I saw 35 on the fingers. It was actually 25 that the officials were indicating. So second foul of the game on Coleman. Fourth team foul on Marshall here, just over 3 minutes into the second half. Carl, double team, lost the handle on the ball. Anderson chases it down. Nick Fields pump fake, sidesteps left, and a Marshall player comes flying at him and comes down on and over Nick Fields' head and shoulders. And Daquan Brown gets up. He appears to be all right, shaken. But he'll stay on the floor. Thank goodness he's all right.
That's one of those scary moments where he leaves his feet, gets upended over the top of his opponent, and comes down in an awkward way.
I'm glad Nick Fields didn't get kicked in the head in the process either. Cornell Dotson right on the half-court line, but he stays in the half-court, dribbles it down low, tries to bounce it back to Jacob Carl, goes through his hands. Anderson chases it down, leaves it off for Hodge, runner at the high post, has it blocked. Brown with a rebound, leads a break. Eskridge down the lane, too strong off the glass. Andrew Anderson with the rebound. And then has the ball knocked loose off away from Daquan Brown, and Andrew knocks it out of bounds trying to get it back. So four turnovers on the Silver Streaks, three of them coming straight off of defensive rebounds.
Yeah, and that's not taking care of the ball. I think at this point we're playing a little bit too fast. We're a little bit too anxious. We're running with a basketball before we step, pivot, get our bearings underneath us.
Not quite halfway through quarter number three with the Silver Streaks up by 18. That's the good news out of all of this. Here's Eskridge down the lane. Got too far under the basket. Hit the bottom of the rim on the reverse layup. Anderson with the rebound for the Silver Streaks, and Galesburg gets it into the front court. Eric Price into the game. Carried the ball. Had a little hesitation drive on the left wing. Really hung that ball out there. Now the Streaks have turned it over five times in this quarter. 14 for the game.
And again, just another example of trying to hurry, not being under control, trying to do too much at one time.
3:50 to go, third quarter. Man-to-man, missed shot. Brown went right at the Silver Streaks. Quinn Anderson at the other end, misses the shot. Rebound goes over the hands of Andrew Anderson, trailing it. Now the Silver Streaks get back, steal it right back. Cornell Dotson bounces it over to Anderson. Reverse layup. That was not in control either. Missed it. Bradley with a rebound for Marshall. Back come the Commandos, flying into the basket with a right-handed lay-in is Daquan Brown.
And Coach Reynolds is in no way, shape, or form right now pleased with the flow of this game, our decision-making, our lack of execution of fundamentals. We need somebody to study things here.
Jacob Carl at the free throw line. Back behind him to Eric Price. At the volleyball line, could see that steal coming from the backside. Brown came around, picked his pocket, and then Price steals him as Brown goes down the court looking for the layup. 15 Galesburg turnovers, and the second foul of the game on Eric Price.
And one of my keys today would be, as we're in our third ball game, are we going to be able to take the next step in terms of decision-making and playing under control? And certainly, this quarter's not reflective of making steps in the right way or taking steps in that right direction.
It's hard to be frustrated with a 16-point lead, isn't it? But
and again, you're playing yourself a little bit in these kinds of situations. You're trying to set the stage for playing good basketball as you continue on in the season. Marshall's an inexperienced ball club playing their first game, so they're making a number of mistakes as well.
Now, a travel called against Kwan Greer was going right at Jacob Carl in the lane. There was contact there. Greer got called for traveling, falling down. And the Streaks trying to break the press here. Get it into the front court with Quinn Anderson. Tries a spin move, nearly lost the ball. Hangs on, gets it away to Eric Price.
Marshall's very good with on-ball defense. They pressure the ball, and you better take care of the basketball or they're going to pick your pocket.
Price looking to go back door, picks up his dribble out high, now leaves it off for Cornell Dotson. Coming into the left side, over to Andrew Anderson. Up top, Price passes up on the three, gets it away to Anderson. Bad pass, soft pass, stolen away. Marshall with another layup by Daquan Brown.
And again, a live ball turnover is going to lead to you taking the ball out of your own basket. We've just turned it over again. But they gave it back to us.
Yeah, Greer came down on the sideline as he stole it away. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you from Field Gymnasium. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg's lead is down to 14 at 37-23. They were up 22 early here in this third quarter, but Marshall is trying to rally back and make a game out of it. And the Silver Streaks are doing some things to help out. Anderson to the left, to the basket from the left side. Went in too strong. Henry Coleman with his eighth rebound. Marshall back the other direction with a spin bank shot for Lewis Bradley. And it's 37-25. Marshall within 12.
We need a quality offensive possession here for a variety of reasons.
Fields on the right side. Here's Andrew down the lane. Pump fake, steps back, gets the shot to roll. And there's that high percentage shot the Silver Streaks
and Nick,
really needed.
Excellent find there. Excellent C. You got a cutting Andrew Anderson who finished nicely.
Galesburg calls a timeout with a minute 31 to go, third quarter.
Galesburg calls a 30.
Just a 30-second timeout. Silver Streaks have two remaining. Marshall has four remaining. It's 39-25. And for Marshall, that ended. Since the Silver Streaks went up 35-13, Marshall had gone on a 12-2 run. Didn't feel like a run because it had encompassed most of this third quarter. It's not that the points have come quickly, but certainly in the number of turnovers that the Silver Streaks have made, it's not a surprise they scored only 2 points in that run.
And I think, Brad, that's the key point you're making there is that we turned it over so often, and a lot of these were unclean, careless turnovers. The last pass, we've turned it over from losing the ball off the dribble, but the last pass was not delivered to the outside of our receiver. It was delivered to the inside, to the defense. And those are things that may not matter to the average fan, but they really matter at an upper-level basketball type of level that we're playing here.
Minute and a half to go, now down to a minute 20 to go, third quarter. 39-25, Galesburg is on top. Marshall with the ball now after the big Galesburg basket and the timeout. Driving down the lane, trying to feed it through was Bradley, and he threw it off his own teammate, apparently. I thought Jalen McCants got in there for the Silver Streaks, but the officials say it was out of bounds on Marshall, and the Silver Streaks get it back on the 19th commando turnover.
This timeout that Coach Reynolds took hopefully sets the stage for us to finish the quarter in a good way. Leave a good taste in our mouth as we move to the fourth period.
Yeah, love to
solid possessions.
Love to see that lead get back up. Cornell Dotson's three rims in and out. It was on the money, but just a little bit flat as the ball popped in and out. Bradley with a rebound, drives the other direction, feeds it away. Floater by Glover is up and good. 39-27. 12-point lead, 44 seconds to go, third quarter. Give you some state football championship game updates here, probably at the quarter break. Fields works his way to the right side, down low to Jacob Carl. Trying to post up, man-to-man, turnaround jumper, in and out and in again.
Nice little move with his back to the basket, the traditional low post move.
Carl with eight in the game, Silver Streaks lead by 14. Eskridge right baseline, shot in and out. Rebound Marshall, but under the basket too far. Tip up won't go again. And Jalen McCants gets the rebound and a reach-in foul on McCants as he comes down with the board. And that's seven team fouls on Marshall. Third of the game, rather fourth of the game on Daquan Brown. And, oh, I guess it was just the six team foul. Boy, they put that six up there so quickly that I thought maybe they hadn't changed it yet. So the Streaks will have the ball with the final 16 seconds
Justin Inhofe into the ball game here, and maybe we can get him a shot off of a screen. A good look at a three.
Ball knocked out of bounds. Jacob Carl was up the near sideline. Reached in from the backside was Coleman to knock it loose. Silver Streaks will inbound three-quarter court. On the run to Dotson. Up top.
And there
Carl
he is.
Gets it over left side and a whistle. And they're going to call a reach-in on the arm.
And we had that set up there. We went strong side, weak side to the high post. Justin was planted there on the left wing.
But Daquan Brown got called for the reach-in foul instead, hacking Jacob Carl's left arm just as Carl was trying to pass it away. Stops the clock with 8.5 seconds to go. Brown is fouled out of the game for Marshall. He finishes with 4 points. all in this quarter. He'd been attacking the basket as much as anybody for Marshall here in the second half.
They've been very aggressive to the rim, very aggressive, and it's paid off.
Carl goes to the free throw line, 2 for 3 in the game. He missed his only free throw attempt earlier in this quarter, and the first one up and in there. One more point, he'll be in double figures as the Streaks extend the lead to 15. 8.5 seconds to go, third quarter. Second one by Jacob. Up and rolls through. And he's in double figures with 10, joining Khalil Hodge. 16-point Galesburg lead, final 8 seconds of the third quarter. Marshall into the front court, led by Glover. Right side, feeds it behind him to Coleman. Sidesteps right, fires a three, off the mark, and that's the end of third period. Galesburg up by 16, 43-27. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
I'm Will Stevenson. Virtual reality is helping area med school students learn about heart surgery. More tonight at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
1 out of 4.
43-27 Galesburg over Chicago Marshall here at the Thanksgiving Tournament through three quarters at John Field Gymnasium. At the State Football Championships at Husky Stadium at Northern Illinois University in the 1A Championship, Lena Winslow held off Tuscola 21-20. That game was 21-7 at the half. Tuscola held Lena Winslow scoreless in the second half, but still ended up losing by one. Early second quarter, Maroa Forsyth leads Gibson City Melvin Sibley 12-7. Here, Streaks are up on Chicago Marshall by 16, and the Commandos will have the ball to begin the final quarter.
And by my stats, Brad, that's the first quarter we've been out-rebounded all year.
And the Streaks were outscored by 3. Good spin move on the outside by Bradley. Fake right, spun to the left, stepped to the basket, got up and in with the left hand. And now a foul, I think, on Kobe Ramirez as Marshall puts on the press coming out of the basket.
They're going to call it on Hodge. Khalil Hodge on a hold there on the inbounds.
So the Streaks turn it over 17 times, 8 in this second half. And we're just underway in the fourth quarter, and Marshall calls a timeout, unable to find anyone on the inbound. Deshaun Glover immediately looked to the official, called timeout. And I'm assuming this will be a 30-second timeout. It is, just 17 seconds into the quarter. But Marshall getting dangerously close from the Silver Streaks' perspective of cutting this under double digits. It's a 14-point game right now, but a three-pointer. I mean, all the momentum really going their way right now.
And that was the key word that you just mentioned that I was going to mention. The momentum is all swung toward them. They have a little bit more zip in their step. We're a little bit back on our heels, a little bit more indecisive, that unsure look in our face. We need to dig in here and get a stop and then run some offense on the other end or go on a run from runouts. We have 17 turnovers, as you said, but they've also had 21. So we need to settle the game down a little bit. That's certainly uncharacteristic of us, all those turnovers.
So coming out of the Marshall timeout, up top, this is Glover with it on the dribble at the half-court line. Just 30 seconds into the final quarter, trying to cross over on Kobe Ramirez. Got a step, drove, basket way off the mark. Khalil Hodge with a rebound, leads the break for the Silver Streaks. Takes it the other direction, gets the basket, and Khalil does a nice job of just fading to the left of Lewis Bradley, who was standing there waiting, trying to draw the charge. He picked up a defensive foul instead and a chance at a three-point play for Hodge.
And I couldn't, you know, my angle was not as good as I would like there, but that's one of those calls that could go either way. Khalil did a great job of controlling his body, and that gets him the call.
He's got 6.5, 16 for the game for his career high, and the Silver Streaks is back up by 17 now at 46-29.
And Khalil can do a lot of things on the offensive end. He hit the mid-range jump shot, he can get to the rim, and certainly he can make the three ball.
Scored in double figures in every game. Here's Eskridge from the right side. That's way off the mark. Shot off the back rim. Kobe Ramirez with a rebound. Leads the break down the lane. Blocked by Marshall. Loose ball on the floor. Last touch by Marshall. as it was either Eskridge or Coleman. Didn't get a good look at it, but his plant foot was behind him out of bounds when he touched the ball going for the rebound, and the Streaks hang on to it. On the right side, Jalen McCants drives in, has the ball either knocked loose or it found its way to Jacob Carl and gets tied up with Steven Smith. Streaks hang on to it on the alternating possession.
Marshall does a great job, as I say, on ball defense, and if you don't take care of the basketball, they are going to steal it, knock it away. Very, very pesky on the defensive end. On the ball, you better take care of it.
On the right side, Hodge around the screen, had an open look. He faked, passed it up, now has it back on the right elbow. Three-pointer in and out. Rebound, Kobe up over the top of Smith. Gets it, but then lost it. Loose ball, scramble for it. Now Marshall will get it back on the alternating possession. Once again, first of two for the Silver Streaks here today. This is the third game of the early session. Sacred Heart Griffin will play Rockford Lutheran coming up after this. And the Crusaders of Lutheran will be who the Silver Streaks will battle later on tonight before one more game tomorrow. Here's a drive from the baseline, and Esker
stepped on the baseline for another turnover.
20 on the game for Chicago Marshall. Under 6.5 minutes to go. Silver Streaks up 17. It's been a long game here today.
Yeah, and we get a lot of whistles. That's certainly that. Real choppy.
Hasn't done anything yet to get this tournament back on schedule, has it?
Not a bit.
Fields in the left corner, drives, took it all the way, and banks it in for his first basket of the season.
Nice job by Nick. He saw the opening there, drove baseline, and a little power slide shot. Right decision and scored it.
19 is the Silver Streaks lead. Now Fields on a reach-in. Eddie Skipper trying to lose him on the crossover on the outside. Fields reached in, picked up his second foul. Into the game comes Eric Davidson for the Silver Streaks. He hasn't had much floor time. Jacob Carl would get a breather, and certainly a big reason for that with that second game coming up later tonight against Rockford Lutheran. And the Streaks up 19 with 6:01 to go.
And that will test us. And again, Coach made the point, he's been like this, and certainly any competitor is going to be like this. You're all about winning this first game, and then we'll figure out the second game. But if you can keep your eye on some things you need to do, you certainly want to do that. And giving Jacob a rest right now with the ball game where it is now is a good decision.
Lamar Eskridge got called for traveling on the other end. Here come the Streaks. Khalil Hodge open for three, missed it. Eskridge with his fourth rebound. Would have liked to have seen the Streaks run some more time there, even though Hodge was completely wide open. Now a runner at the other end and a miss by Marshall. McCants with the rebound and gets fouled.
And that's where you're going to get a feel for the game. You're going to get a feel of what the situation is in the game, where that's a good three at one particular point, but not a good shot at another point. And again, hopefully that experience will tell him that, and as the season moves on, he'll make the right decision there.
So to the other end, McCants to the free throw line, missed a free throw back in the second quarter, scoreless for the game, first one up and rattles it through. And for Jalen, that's his first made free throw of the season, had 4 points in the Rantoul game Wednesday night. Free throw here puts the Streaks up by 20 with 5:41 to go in the game, second one up and in as well.
Good mechanics on that, knocked them both down.
21-point lead. Silver Streaks led by 22 early part of the third quarter for their biggest lead of the game. Just over 5.5 to go here.
Run the high ball screen.
Glover, left corner. Skipper sidesteps right. Missed it. Kobe Ramirez with a rebound. Fields in the backcourt. Now into the front court with Hodge, McCants, Ramirez, and Davidson for the Silver Streaks. Down low to McCants, steps to the basket, missed it, rebound deflected, finds its way to Hodge, gets rejected. On the run, Glover leads the break. Streaks get back defensively. Good job, Galesburg. Now to the right side, Eskridge. Big man open for three, rattles it through. 50-32, Galesburg by 18. Give the Silver Streaks a lot of credit for getting back defensively and preventing that runout. On the other end, driving, and Codge kicks it out of bounds for the 18th Galesburg turnover.
Right off his foot. And again, a good point there, and that's hustle. Get to the rim and defend it first, stop the ball, and then cover up on the wings.
Well, and hustle when you're up by 20, too.
Absolutely.
They could have just let that one go.
Continue to build good habits. Reinforce good habits. That's the mark of excellence. That's the mark of potential championship ball clubs.
4:40 to go in the ball game. Galesburg up 18. Marshall with the ball. Streaks scored the first 5 points of the game. They have led this entire way. Eskridge turnaround, trying to shoot over Davidson. Shot rolls off the rim. Rebound put back. Blocked by McCants out of bounds. And Marshall will hang on to it.
Good move there. He's able to get away with that by exposing the ball, but you'd sure like to see him turn away and use his body as a shield there on that low post inbounds, a turnaround jump shot instead of a shot that exposes. Great run of the rim there, and he couldn't finish.
Eskridge drove on Davidson. Yep, missed the shot. McCants came out with a rebound. Jalen with a hesitation drive on the right side. Feeds it up top to Quinn Anderson. Now to the right side, Kobe Ramirez. Has the ball knocked loose. Marshall's going to get it back. On the turnover, Steven Smith. But the Streaks get back. Cut him off. Has to pass it away. Now a three from the outside won't go. Marshall gets in there for the rebound by Greer. To the right side, driving into traffic. Somehow the ball comes out of a triple team. Now the ball kicked loose, and Quinn Anderson picks it up for the Silver Streaks.
Another turnover.
Anderson in the backcourt, and a reach-in foul. A hand check called on Greer. That'll be number two for him, and it'll put Quinn Anderson at the line. Shooting two of the Streaks in the double bonus with 3:48 to go in the game.
You know, we're in good shape here in terms of the lead, and this is going to be one that, when it's all said and done, it wasn't pretty, but we found the way. That's the old saying, don't ask how many.
And right now, it's 18. That's how many. 3:48 to go as Anderson misses the first free throw, second one up and in. Quinn has 4 points in the game. Jacob Young into the game for the Silver Streaks as Hodge will sit down. Again, Coach Mike Reynolds with... Let's see, all the starters out of the game now. Ramirez, Quinn Anderson, McCants, Young, and Davidson for the Silver Streaks for the final 3:40 to go here. And at the next opportunity, Tylan Parks will get a chance to get into the game and the most playing time he will have seen on the court this season. He got in at the very end of the game against Notre Dame. Up top between the circles, this is Skipper, steps inside the arc. Back behind him to Steven Smith. Steps left, shoots a three, missed it. Davidson locks
on. Nice rebound by Davidson there.
McCants into the front court. To the right side, Ramirez on the wing. Back up top, Anderson swinging around left to Young. As we approach the three-minute mark here in the game, up top, Quinn, left side, spins, dishes it back behind him to Jacob Young. Young, they back off him, gets it down low to Davidson. Steps to the basket, hits the bottom of the backboard, scramble for the ball underneath, and a tie-up called. Streaks will hang on to it.
And that was a good entry pass by Jacob into Davidson. He just got himself buried a little bit too low and was underneath the basket. Good ball movement there, and this gives our bench 3 minutes or more of quality time here to work on some things, to gain experience, to be in a game-like situation that you can't replicate in practice.
Anderson and Kobe Ramirez sit down. Tylan Parks does get into the game, and Eric Price is back in, taking the inbound into the left corner. Now out to Parks, fires a three, and it's off the mark. Rebound deflected. Davidson battles for it, but Bradley comes out with it for Marshall. Leads a break to the other end, and a miss, and a runner in from the left side, and Price will pick up the foul as he got the rejection on Glover cutting in from the left side, but also got him with the lower part of the body. Third foul of the game on Price.
And again, the other thing that this does, besides give these kids an opportunity to get better and be in a game-like situation, that when you're in practice, it gives the first team more competition, which is what you want to do to build your team to be more of a quality ball club when you're going to play those quality opponents down the line. They're able to really, really compete against your first unit.
Glover makes the first, misses the second, and now a whistle on the rebound. We've got a lane violation against Galesburg, it looks like.
Yes, on McCants, he just stepped in early.
So Glover will get another chance at it. 2:41 to go in the game, 18-point Galesburg lead. Glover takes his time, has 5 points on the game, puts the second one up and in. 51-34 Silver Streaks by 17. They've led by as many as 22 in this one. McCants into the front court. The trap is waiting. Gets it up on a little lob to Eric Davidson. Sidesteps left. Reach in. And a foul on the floor as Eric drove to the basket trying to dribble around his man. And Eric will get two free throws.
Eric went aggressively to the rim there. Nice move to the rim. And got fouled. And be rewarded with two foul shots as a result.
Third foul of the game on Kiwan Greer. And the lefty, Eric Davidson, the big man off the bench, misses the first free throw.
Eric's another one of these quality guys. We have a lot of quality guys in terms of people here on our ball club. A really fine young man.
Misses them both. Good rebound by Eric Price to give the Streaks another crack at it. Skips it to the outside, Young. Now McCants drives. Jalen dishes it behind into Price. Eric looks it over, now backs it up. Got five rebounds in the game for Eric Price. That's a pretty good number off the bench for the freshman. Davidson with it now on the left side. Eric drives, kicks it into the corner, Parks. Streaks doing a nice job running some clock here as we approach the two-minute mark of the game. Here's the wide open down the right side of the lane. Price drives in and a reach-in foul called on Glover. And that'll be the third of the game on him. Streaks had really cleared everything out to the left side, leaving Price open to drive in from the right side, but the reach-in foul puts him at the line.
To your point about Eric having five rebounds and five rebounds off the bench, Coach Reynolds talked about good guard play in terms of rebounding. The last time I remember our guards rebounded so well, we won the regional championship. We had Trevon Diggins. We had Joe Washington, we had Carson Cheeseman, all three of those kids, good athletes, big, strong kids, and did a great job on the glass for us, and we ended up winning a regional championship.
Saw Trevon here earlier tonight. Talked to him for a little bit. It was good to see him. Eric Price misses both free throws. Back comes Marshall the other direction for a little lay-in by Estridge, and it's 51-36. Estridge with five in the quarter, seven for the half, and nine for the game. Price on the outside. Still with it on the left elbow. Up top it goes.
Traveling.
And Parks travels with it. Had that little hop step.
Yep. Good first step. He just didn't keep the pivot foot down there. Very quick first step. Could have been a good move, but just didn't keep the pivot foot down.
51-36 Gales. That was their 20th turnover, by the way, for the Silver Streaks. 22 on the game for Marshall. And they're going to get another one here as they... not very wisely, entered the ball into the lane where two Silver Streaks defenders were waiting. A third one collapsed, created the held ball, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks get it back with 91 seconds to go in a 15-point lead. Oh, well now.
Not going to call that. It's going to be off of us, yeah.
Well, the possession arrow was pointing Galesburg's direction. And then I looked up, and it was pointing Marshall's anyway. They missed the shot. Galesburg has it now. Price, spin move in the lane, forces it up, and a reach-in foul called on the floor. We'll put Bryce back at the line. Let's see if he can knock them both down this time. Second foul of the game on Eddie Skipper, who started the game, did not start the second half. And the first one coming for Price. The lefty shoots it up and off the back iron.
Eric's shot, good mechanics, a little bit flat, needs to get the elbow going up a little bit more, give him a little bit more rim availability.
He's 1-for-7 at the line in this game. I'd hate to see a game like this ruin his confidence. He missed them both. Rebound, McCants had a hand on it but couldn't control it's out of bounds. Eric knocked down his first free throw way back in the first quarter, missed three more that quarter, now 0-for-4 in the fourth quarter.
And again, all of his misses are off the back of the rim, which means he's shooting the ball a little bit flat. And again, not using all the rim availability. Just needs to get the elbow going up, a little bit more arch.
Left side jumper for three, swish.
Good ball movement by Marshall there.
51-39, Galesburg by 12, but under a minute to go in the game now.
And this is one of those that you're just happy to get out alive. Yeah. You didn't play very well, you get a victory. That's the mark of a good ball club. Not playing very well, still get a win.
Price with it on the right elbow. Down low, entry pass to Davidson, brings it back out. On the run, Price for three. Missed it. Rebound, weak side, Young. Steps underneath the basket, then the ball knocked out of his hands out of bounds, and the Streaks hang on to it.
Good rebound on the weak side by Jacob Young there. He just couldn't get it up.
35 seconds to go. Up top, Tylan Parks. Jump stop down the lane, up with the shot and foul. He'll get two free throws.
Good move to the rim there by Parks. And again, he's got a lot of potential. He's a nice athlete. He's quick. Comes from good pedigree. A good kid. And he'll be fine before it's all over.
Silver Streaks only 4 of 11 at the free throw line in this quarter and 6 for 16 in the second half. And as a team, they came in not shooting great from the free throw line at less than 59%. And it's going to crawl down because... they were barely over 50% in the first half and well under 50% here in the second half. Let's get it back up a little bit here. There's the first one knocked down.
Good mechanics by Tylan. Again, good pedigree, of course. Tyson Parks played for us here a couple of years ago, and Tyson's dad, Tyson Parks, the second, an outstanding wrestler, outstanding athlete here at Galesburg High School.
53-39, Tylan Parks knocks down both free throws, under 30 seconds to go in the game of a 14-point Galesburg lead. Looking to go 3-0 in the season, here's a jumper from the right corner, missed it. Skipper couldn't answer the three like he got earlier. Parks with the rebound, drives it the other direction, too strong, and there's Eric Davidson with the offensive rebound. Put back, down to 10 seconds to go. And a runner at the other end as Steven Smith comes back quickly. Price has the ball knocked out of bounds, dives for it, and he goes out of bounds with the ball with 2 seconds to go. So I guess fitting that we're going to have one more turnover here right at the end of the game. 21 in the game for the Silver Streaks.
We have the double-double, just not in the right way. 20 turnovers by both ball clubs or more.
55-41 is the Galesburg lead. Final second and a half on the inbound. Quick three by Bradley, and he airballs it, and that's the ball game. Silver Streaks win it by 14. That's the good news, is this one gets over with, and the Streaks are 3-0 after a 14-point victory, 55-41. Take a timeout, post-game show, and an interview with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, as well as all the final statistics, all still ahead. Silver Streaks boys basketball coverage continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
When you buy tires at the all-new Galesburg Toyota, you're driving along, the ride is smooth. Your wife wants to go shopping and your four-year-old wants ice cream. Sure thing, girls. Daddy has extra money because he bought three tires and got one for a buck at Galesburg Toyota. And when you get tires from the other guys, your wife still wants to shop and your kids still want ice cream. But you don't have any extra money because you spent it all on tires. So the kids start crying and your wife starts cranking. And you realize you should have bought three tires and got one for a buck at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
There's more savings in store Saturday and Sunday only deals at Farm King. Save $100 off a 5-quart KitchenAid stand mixer. Save $70 off a chest freezer. And on Sunday only, take 25% off all in-stock regular-priced housewares, domestics, automotive, and sporting goods at Farm King. Save $20 off a 6-gallon shop vac, $30 off a Poland Predator chainsaw with case, and save $100 off regular and jumbo home recliners. Get flannel shirts for guys and gals, and don't forget Toyland. More savings in store Saturday and Sunday only specials at Farm King.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-733-0145. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-733-0145. That's 1-800-733-0145. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-733-0145.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by the historic Walnut Grove Farm in Knoxville, celebrating Christmas at the farm today through Sunday. Enjoy superb handcrafted gifts and wreaths, carriage rides, St. Nick, and more. Visit walnutgrovefarm.com for details. Sunny this afternoon, believe it or not, a high close to 70. Some sprinkles this evening, clearing overnight, low 38. Sunny and only 51 tomorrow. Sunny and a high of 53 Sunday. Right now it's 69 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Galesburg boys basketball team defeats Chicago Marshall here in this Thanksgiving tournament. A 14-point victory, 55-41. Earlier, Moline was a winner over Peoria Notre Dame. And Rantoul was a winner over Chicago Wells. Here, Galesburg wins it by 14, 3-0 in the season. I guess we can give our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Steve Cheeseman. We didn't talk about it. I don't see any reason to go with anybody who we kind of hadn't already decided back in the second quarter, right?
I think so, because those were, you know, we were again in a little bit of a lull at 5-2, and we get things turned around and get moving in the right direction, and that's what it's about, making that big play, the turn the tide. So certainly I would agree with you.
Justin Entoff, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, after the Silver Streaks shot just 2 of 14 in the first quarter. Entoff gave the Silver Streaks a huge lift off the bench, knocked down three straight three-pointers, and the Silver Streaks went from scoring only 8 points in the first quarter, ended up building their lead very quickly into a double-digit lead, and ended up winning it again here going away, 55-41, leading by as many as 22 in the second half. Head coach Mike Reynolds joins us here on the postgame now. Our coach's interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Let's find out what the head coach has to say here. Steve Cheeseman?
Well, starting off, coach, I know that you're all about winning, and you don't care what the circumstances are, whether we're playing at midnight, out in the snow, on a driveway, or whatever. We've used to talk with a lot of our old sayings that you don't ask how, you ask how many. It wasn't pretty today, but we got the job done.
Well, it certainly wasn't pretty. I mean, that should have been a game that you're up 19 at half, and I know they were a little shell-shocked in the first half, but we just couldn't get any rhythm or flow offensively. It's like I told the guys, you know, we got to stop every time we touch the ball trying to prove that we can play. Okay, you can prove that within the confines of an offense, and I think when we do that, we're usually pretty good. It's all the other garbage that, you know, hard put it best in the locker room. Too much dribbling, not enough passing.
Follow up with that question, Coach. Again, with a young ball club that's not been with this kind of pressure and this kind of spotlight on them in terms of making decisions, what do you do to talk, to do things in practice to get them to make those kinds of better decisions where, as you say, they don't need to prove that they are having to make a big contribution by making a big play all at once, that kind of thing? What do you do to help them grow in that area?
Well, I think we just got to – it's hard in a tournament situation because we're going to play again here in 4 hours. But we're just going to have to watch tape, and that won't occur a lot till tomorrow or Monday, you know, because we're going to have to watch tape and try to figure some things out because we know starting tonight and tomorrow the games are going to get a lot tougher, a little more physical, a little more disciplined and organized. And I thought we did okay the first night trying to figure some things out. But, you know, today was good in stretches and real choppy, real choppy.
Tell us a little bit about Justin Entoff. We knew he could shoot. He gave your team a huge lift there in the second quarter.
Well, he's a three-point shooter. That's what he is. And I think he's getting better defensively. And you saw him out there for a while. He didn't really hurt us in that area. But I think he's a really good shooter. And he stretches the defense. But, you know, he's a zone player right now for the most part. I don't think it matters who we put on man-to-man offense. The way we're running offense, I don't know that it'd be any good better. So, but he certainly gave us a big lift, and he reminds me a lot of Chad Thompson when he was a sophomore. You bring him in, hit him a couple shots, put him back on the bench. If they would have went zone again, boom, he'd have been right back in there.
Coach, we play again tonight with a short period of time here. That's going to be the first time that we've done that all year. And, again, you're trying to replicate things that lead us to a state tournament, stuff like that. What do we do now here in the next 4 hours? What do you ask the guys to do? What do you do here to get us ready as we go to play tonight at 7:15?
Well, this is only their second game of the year, Rockford Lutheran, so we need to still scout. We got that tape from Moline that we've been watching, but, you know, nothing like a live scout. So we'll be scouting and – And, you know, it's kind of like a turnaround in college. We're going to have it on the board in there. You're not going to get anything walkthrough or anything. We'll have it on the board and talk. We know they've got one real stud. We got to figure out how to contain him and then, you know, shut some other guys down.
We're going to let you do that so you can go scout and take a look at these guys. We'll visit with you again tonight. Congratulations,
all right, thank you.
Coach.
Okay, take care, Coach.
Silver Streaks win at 55-41 over Chicago Marshall. We'll take a break. Come back, take a look at our final statistics, rather, here as Galesburg goes to 3-0 on the season. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
To all who've asked when McRib is coming back, you've hashtagged about your hunger and posted your passion 29,000 times. You vlogged, gift, or gift about your cravings. You even throw back Thursday to that time you had McRib with your cousin and it was glorious. And now it's time to eat one. Then post a picture of it. McRib is back. Buy a McRib Extra Value meal and get a second McRib for just $1. That's a deal good enough to share only at McDonald's. For a limited time, price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
55-41, the victory over the Chicago Marshall Commandos for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Steve Cheeseman, let's start off with the team numbers in this victory here this afternoon.
Field goal-wise, we were 17 out of 57. They were 18 out of 51. Similar in terms of that. Three-point line was the real story, where it was 7 out of 27, and a lot of that was in the second period. Justin coming off the bench and giving us that instant offense, and he's named our crunch time player, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game as a result of that. They were only 2 of 16. Rebound-wise, again, we won that war, although it was a little closer in the second half. We had 47 rebounds to their 33, and the statistic today that was a little bit of the ugly one, 23 turnovers for them, 21 for us. And again, as we talked off the air here, again, a young ball club, third game in, coming again after a day off and a holiday, an early afternoon game. A little bit choppy, a little sluggish. We said that on the air. Coach alluded to it here during the Coach's Corner show. And again, we also talked that the mark of a young club is, as we watched here and we were talking about the scores of the game, it looks like we've won for the most part decisively. But it's a tale of two cities oftentimes. We play well for long periods of time, then we go in the tank. The key for this young ball club will be to find a way to reduce the amount of time where we're struggling, extend the amount of time where we're playing well, figure out how that's occurring, get those adjustments in game, and go from there.
From your coaching background, any concern from the fact that we didn't play with a little more poise today, given it's our third game and it was just their first?
Yeah, and that is. And again, I would also go to something else that you see happening. You know, whatever it is, let's say, again, I guess suppose this is certainly relates to Thanksgiving holiday. A lot of people, as we go to the new year, will want to go on a diet. When you go on a diet, you're excited early, and then you sort of plateau, and then you hopefully pick it back up or you go the wrong way. Young ball clubs, we played pretty well those first two games. We didn't play so well here. Let's see where we go from this point on. You're going to take sometimes two steps forward, one step back. I'd like to see a little bit of those kids that are experienced on our ball club step up a little bit in terms of making decisions with the ball, get things settled down. Nick Fields is certainly someone that gives us a lot of poise and composure on the floor. We're going to have more. Certainly Jacob Carl does the same with that, but we're going to have some more of that understanding, you know, when we need to put the pedal right to the floor and when we need to take it off, so to speak.
55-41 the final as the Silver Streaks win it. Let's run through the rest of the numbers. Marshall finished 2 out of 17 from three-point range. Galesburg just 7 out of 28. At the free throw line, Marshall 3 out of 4. Silver Streaks 14 of 29. Individual scoring, nobody for the Commandos in double figures, but a very balanced effort with Lamar Eskridge leading the way with 7. Henry Coleman, Deshaun Glover, and Stephen Smith each finished with 6. Eddie Skipper had 5. Daquan Brown fouled out with 4. Lewis Bradley also finished with 4. And Juwan Colbert had 3. For the Silver Streaks, 2 players in double figures. Khalil Hodge with his career high 16, 10 of those in the first half. Jacob Carl finished with 10. Justin Entoff just missed double figures. He was our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game with 3 straight three-pointers to lift the Silver Streaks in the second quarter, and he finished with 9. Andrew Anderson had 7. Quinn Anderson finished with 4. Then, let's see, Nick Fields, Cornell Dotson, Eric Davidson, Jalen McCants all finished with 2, and Eric Price had 1. Leading rebounders in the game, Jacob Carl with 8. Eric Price and Andrew Anderson each with 7 for the Silver Streaks. Henry Coleman led Marshall with 8 rebounds as well. Back to wrap things up from John Thiel Gym when we come back after this. 55-41, the Streaks win it, and Silver Streaks postgame coverage continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlux has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every 5th oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
They are trying everything on Trump that failed on Clinton.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Final thoughts here from John Thiel Gym as the Silver Streaks win it. 55-41 over Chicago Marshall. Steve, we get started in the pregame as we always do with your 3 keys to success. How'd we do in those 3 areas here in this game?
Concerned about a hangover. I thought we had that a little bit. And again, I would allude that not just to the day off or the early afternoon, but also where we talked about a young ball club playing well for 2, then a little bit of a step backward, and not a real step backward, but just, you know, exposing some of our inexperience. Secondly, this idea of playing as a team. I thought we did that, and we're continuing to do that. The mark also of a good team, and there's a lot of components to it. One of the real marks is when things aren't going so good, do you hang with each other? Do you have each other's back? I thought we did that. And again, everybody is doing that. They're demonstrating and executing their roles. And finally, how well did we adjust in the game as things changed, the ebb and flow work? Again, a little choppy with that, but we've been very good with that. I think a real question is how will we react tonight, especially in the second game of the day. Our fitness level, I think, will be fine. We've always done a good job here of making sure our kids are fit and well-conditioned. But we'll see how we do with those other things. Will we make some adjustments? Or will we make some a little bit better decisions about trying to force things and trying to do too much?
Rockford Lutheran is a strong program. They'll present a quality challenge here tonight, but they will have less rest than the Silver Streaks as they are playing this last game against what looks to be a pretty challenging Sacred Heart Griffin team as well before they get back at it. We'll have that pregame at 6:55 tonight if everything's running on time, and a 7:15 scheduled tip-off. Steve, we'll see you then.
Okay. Thanks very much, Brad.
And our thanks to Will Stevenson at the Downtown Studios, our broadcast engineer. Thanks to you for being with us for post-Thanksgiving boys basketball here on WGIL. Galesburg wins it over Chicago Marshall 55-41. Again, the second game of the night coming your way just before 7 o'clock tonight with a 7:15 tip-off against Rockford Lutheran. For Will Stevenson downtown, for Steve Cheeseman to my right, I'm Brad Binowitz. Have a good rest of your afternoon. Go out and enjoy the beautiful weather, and we'll be back with you here from John Thiel Gym tonight. Good afternoon for now.